Megillah, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Vav. Katan kari b'Torah u'mitargim. A katan can read from the Torah, and he can also be mitargim. Why can a katan read from the Torah? He can't be motzi others, because he's not chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah, because he's a katan. So the Mefarshim explain, I believe the Rush says, because when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, it's not a mitzvah on each and every person to read from the Torah. He's not being motzi as if he's reading for them. The pshat is by Kriyas HaTorah, somebody should read the Torah that people should be hearing from the Torah. And the tzibur should be hearing from the Torah. And therefore, it doesn't matter if the person that's reading it is a katan. As long as the tzibur hears the Torah being read, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Aval einu paris al shma. But he can't be paris al shma. Ve'enu over lifnei atev. And he can't be the shliach tzibur. Now, the reason he can't do these things are obvious, because he can't be motzi the rab midei chavasan, like the rab says. Because he's not mechuyu bedavar. Now, Taisa says, now we had by Megillah, in a few prakim before this, that a katan, the chum held, that he can't be motzi the rabbim in Megillah. And the reason is because the katan was two derabbanans, and the rabbim, everybody else, was only one mederabbanan. The katan, because he's a katan, and it's Megillah, so that's two mitzvah derabbanans. And everybody else is only one mitzvah derabbanan. And Rabbi Yehuda over there, if we recall, he allowed a katan to read for everybody else. But Taisa says over here, when we deal with being a shliach tzibur, even though it's a mitzvah derabbanan, and he's a katan, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that this wouldn't work. So why by Megillah does it work, and over here it doesn't work? Because by Megillah, a katan and women were also included in the gzeir of Haman to be killed. La'arugu la'hashmid. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda was more makel, and he made a katan like a gadol. And that's why, over there, two derabbanans, because it was takanas chazal, it wasn't treated like two derabbanans. Because it was a katan and Megillah's derabbanan. It was like treated like one mitzvah derabbanan. The rabbanan said that a katan should do it, because it's almost like afin ha'yuv also anes. That Afhein, also Anes, made it that there was a mitzvah derabbanan, like Rabbi Kiveger said we brought over there. Masha Ein Kein over here, since there's no svara like that, so what do you have over here? You have two derabbanans. You have a derabbanan of tefillah, and you have the rabbanan, the fact that he's a katan. So two derabbanans can't be motzi one, and that's according to everybody. Ve'enu nosi es kapav, and he can't duchen, because it's not a cover to the tzibur that a katan, when he's by himself, is giving them brachas. When he's with his father, amongst other kohanim, that's a different story. Pecheach, person that has a shirt that's ripped, like he's not fully clothed on top. Paris says Shema umetargim. So even though he's not in such a kavadika dress, obviously, he still can be Paris says Shema. He can be metargim for the Baal Kore. Aval einu kore betar, but he cannot read from the Torah. It's a derch bizoyon if he reads. It's not a kavad for the tzibur. Veinu oiver lifnei atev, he can't produce shliach tzibur like this. Veinu noisi es kapav, and he also cannot duchen. Also, because it's not covered for the tzibur. Summa, paris es shema. A summa can be paris es shema, even though the summa is reading from the first bracha of Yotzer HaMa'oros, and even though he never saw Ma'oros, he still has benefit, like the Rav says, because other people, by the fact that there's Oros, they can show him where to go. So he benefits indirectly. So that's why he can say that bracha, and he can be paris es shema, umitargim. And also he can be mitargim, what the Shliach Tzibur says. But he cannot read from the Sefer Torah, because you have to read inside Dvarim Shebichsav, Iatai Rishai Lo Omer Malpeh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shalo Ra Ma'oros Miyamav, Einu Paris Al Shema. Rabbi Yehuda says, any person that never saw light in his life, even if he indirectly benefited from anybody else, nevertheless, Einu Paris Al Shema. He cannot be Paris Al Shema. He can't say the Bracha Yotzer Ma'oros for everybody else. But this is only talking about a person that was blind from his birth. But what if Lo Aleinu person was once able to see and then he couldn't? That Tosfos says, he can be paris al shema, and he can be motzi others. And even Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a summa is pater min a mitzvah, so even a guy that once saw and now he can't see is pater from mitzvah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Nevertheless, in this case, he can still be paris al shema. If he once saw and he can't see anymore, Taisa says, why is that? If he's pater min a mitzvah, that means this mitzvah is only midrabanan, because he's a summa, so it's midrabanan, and also tefillah is midrabanan. So how can two derabanans? We said earlier that two derabanans can't be motzi one derabanan, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Teretz says, a summa is different, he's not like a gadol. So he says, we only said this by a katan that it doesn't work. But by a summa, since he has das, he's a little bit better than a katan. And in this case, we don't look at it the same way that two derabanans, in this case, can be motzi one other derabanan.